Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today we celebrate Friday before Ascension Sunday. And from South Africa, we hear from Father Evans Zulu. Originally from Zambia, Father Evans lives in Pietermaritzburg, a member of the Emma Patewan Priory. His preaching today is entitled, Open Our Hearts to Joy and Grief.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, Amen, amen, I say to you, you will weep and mourn while the world rejoices. You will grieve, but your grief will become joy. When a woman is in labor, she is in anguish because her hour has arrived. But when she has given birth to a child, she no longer remembers the pain because of her joy that a child has been born into the world. So you also are now in anguish, but I will see you again, and your hearts will rejoice, and no one will take your joy away from you. On that day, you will not question me about anything. Amen, amen, I say to you, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give you. The Gospel of the Lord. I am aware that there are some places where they celebrated Ascension Thursday, which was yesterday, and today comes as a continuation post-Ascension. However, in this part of the world where I am, Ascension will be celebrated on Sunday, which makes this reading to fit perfectly in that context. Jesus is having an encounter with his disciples post-resurrection, and it seems things are going well so far. However, in today's reading, Jesus takes us on another journey as he starts to talk about his departure, going back to the Father. This is a very difficult message to bear for the disciples. Hence, Jesus talks about the grief which is to be experienced by his disciples. But he does not end there. Our Blessed Lord continues to talk about the joy which will come to those who believe in him. Jesus speaks about joy and grief in the same sentence. This promised joy from our Blessed Lord is possible because it is coming from or through the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit upon coming will be like grafting us with the divine. There, our hearts are going to find joy. And whatever we ask the Father, he will give us, provided we ask it in the name of Jesus. In today's gospel, Jesus promises us a new birth, one which is only possible through the Holy Spirit. And in this new birth, we become one with God. That is why we can ask the Father, and it will be like the Blessed Lord, like Jesus himself is asking the Father. Hence, whatever we ask for, we will be given. In this divine union, it will be like what our brother Meister Eckhart described as, the eye through which I see God is the same eye through which God sees me. My eye and God's eye are one eye. one seeing, one knowing, one love. So whenever we become one with God, whenever we are bathed in this Holy Spirit, we become part of the divine. And it is possible. That is why our blessed Lord is inviting us to that inner transformation, which is possible through the Holy Spirit, provided we allow ourselves to be one with God. Let us therefore pray that we can open our hearts to God's love. We can open our hearts to God working in our lives. Amen.